Good morning, everyone. Welcome back to CNBC TV18's Market Buzz podcast. This is your host, Kanishka Sarkar, bringing you top news from around the world ahead of today's trading session. Well, it's difficult to fathom the market being in the red on a day when two of its biggest constituents, HDFC Bank and Reliance Industries, ended the day with healthy gains. But that is what Monday's trading session looked like on the Lal Street. Friday's rebound from lows was short-lived as despite the best efforts from HDFC Bank and Reliance Industries, Nifty 50 ended in the red without any follow-up buying. For the 93 points contributed by the Nifty heavyweights to the upside, there was a team of Kotak Mahindra Bank, Infosys, IndusInd Bank, ICICI Bank and Tata Consumer Products to offset those gains. What would definitely alarm the bulls is the extreme earnings reaction seen in many companies, mostly on the downside. Tata Consumer at one point fell 10% before ending 7% lower. Kotak Mahindra Bank too at one point fell 6% before ending 4.5% lower after weak results. This proves the fact that we are currently in a market where there is zero margin for error and even the slightest earnings miss is being punished by the street. IndiaMART down 17%, RBL Bank down 13.5%, Mastek down 6%, CG Power down 6%, Gravita India down 6% are all the cases in point. And these are just a few examples of multiple such earnings misses that were punished by the street. Now today, the shares of Bajaj Housing Finance, 360 ONE WAM, City Union Bank, HFCL, Jana Small Finance Bank, Mahindra Logistics, Union Bank of India are some of the broader market names that will react to their results. Bajaj Finance is among the Nifty constituents reporting results on Tuesday, which will have a slew of broader market companies as well, like Adani Energy Solutions, Adani Green, Amir Industries, Can Fin Homes, Chennai Petro, ICICI, Prudential, Indus Towers, IIFL Securities, M&M Financial, ICICI Securities, Persistent Systems, Coforge, Shopperstop, SRF, Varun Beverages, Zensar Technologies, Electra Greentech, and Zomato, among other, are due to report their results today. Now, GIFT Nifty was trading flat this morning versus Nifty Futures Monday close, indicating a muted to positive start for the Indian market. Other stocks to track include Tata Motors, as the company has been awarded a significant contract by the Uttar Pradesh State Road Transport Corporation to supply 1,000 Tata LPO 1618 diesel buses chassis. The delivery will take place in phases in accordance with terms mutually agreed upon by Tata Motors and UPS RTC. Meanwhile, RVNL has incorporated a wholly owned subsidiary, Company Rail Vikas Nigam, one partner in Saudi Arabia. One of the biggest market news today is also the mega Hyundai IPO listing. Its grey premium has declined to 2%, with shares now trading at a premium of 48 rupees as against the issue price of 1,916. The IPO of Hyundai Motor India, the Indian arm of South Korean automaker Hyundai, got subscribed more than two times on the third day of the bidding last week, helped by institutional buyers. This is the largest IPO in the country, surpassing LIC's initial share sale of 21,000 crore rupees. This is also the first initial share sale by an automaker in over two decades, following Japanese carmaker Maruti Suzuki's listing in 2003. Hyundai's debut may also set the tone for a string of other billion-dollar-plus deals coming to the market in India, one of the world's most vibrant venues for a new share sale this year. Now, looking at global cues, Asian equities declined for a second day as Wall Street stocks took a breather after notching their longest weekly rally this year. Bonds stumbled on cooling expectations of Federal Reserve rate cuts. Shares in Australia, Japan, and South Korea all fell, while futures for benchmarks in Hong Kong pointed to losses. That's after equities in the US dropped from nearly overbought levels following a relentless advance to an all-time highs. In Asia, focus remains on Beijing's efforts to boost growth in a struggling economy via stimulus. In the latest move, Chinese banks cut their benchmark lending rates after easing by the central bank at the end of September, part of a series of measures aimed at halting a housing market slump. Now, overnight in the US, the S&P 500 fell 0.2%, with all its major groups but technology pushing lower. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slid 0.8%. Nvidia Corp hit a record high, with the Nasdaq 100 index up 0.2%. Now, Wall Street faces big earnings hurdles this week, with roughly 20% of the S&P 500 companies scheduled to report, with traders gearing up for key results from Tesla to Boeing and United Parcel Service. Meanwhile, oil prices fell this morning, barring the previous day's nearly 2% rise as the top US diplomat renewed efforts to push for a ceasefire in the Middle East, and as slow demand in China, the world's top oil importer, continued to weigh on the market. Brent crude futures for December delivery were down 26 cents or 0.3% at $74 a barrel. Gold has hit a new high, silver tops 1 lakh rupees per kg in India. In other news back home, Ola Electric has responded to CCPA, saying 99.1% of the complaints have been addressed. Poonawalla firm is set to buy 50% stake in Karan Johar's Dharma Productions. Zomato board is set to review Q2 performance and announce a fundraise today. Vari Energy IPO was subscribed in a few hours, riding renewables push. Niva Bupa has got SEBI nod for a 3,000 crore rupees IPO. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Modi is set to visit Russia for the 16th BRICS summit. Also, the aviation minister has ruled out any conspiracy in bomb hoax threats. Lastly, militants have gunned down 7 intra-company workers in Jammu and Kashmir. On the global front, Israel has striked Hezbollah and bank, even as WHO looks to evacuate women and children. Boeing shares rose after labor offer, but analysts are wary of worker pushback. Disney is to name Bob Iger's replacement in 2026. It has tapped on Morgan Stanley's Gorman as chair. Lastly, Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are expected to pick up pace 2 weeks ahead of the election day on November 5. Well, that's about it for now. Stay tuned to CNBC TV18 for more news and cues. This is Kanishka Sarkar signing off. Have a good trading session.